You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, 4 o'clock.
Memorial Day weekend.
It is.
You're stuck in traffic. We're glad you're listening.
Yes, and we'll get you there. If you wanted to hear Tiger Talk, we did open the show with it. A great response. Odyssey.com Rewind is there for you. We are going to get to Who Said It, special edition with Stoney here. But we do have to address the news that came out late in the show yesterday, and Stoney will have to convince me. It is no secret I have a very low opinion of the Detroit Pistons. They are lower than the Flint Tropics in my world. I have no respect for Tom Gorris. I have no respect for, frankly, anyone who works there. So it doesn't leave me much when you go out and seemingly did the all-in-the-family hire. Once again, another person with deep ties to one Arne Tellem. Trajan Langdon may or may not be a great basketball mind. My issue with it is this thing got blessed by Arne. Arne was his agent when he played. I think that marks now the 11th Tellem-connected player that is repped by either Arne, knows his kid Eric, or knows his now agent son Michael. Guys, it's a thing. It's a problem. And this franchise in NBA circles is viewed as a clown car. Now, if Trajan is a great basketball mind, we're going to find out real early, because here's my fear with this. If he is not allowed to come in here like Ari Gold with a paintball gun and do what he needs to do, we're dead. And we'll just have to start over again. Now, I'm going to be fair to Trajan Langdon. I will let his work speak for itself, but I will tell you up front, I do not like the connection to Arne Tellem. Just like I don't like seeing mock drafts with Bezelius in there, because who's his agent? Michael Tellem. Guys, it's real. So you need to convince me that this is a great hire, because here's where I'm at. It should have taken that long to fire Troy Weaver. Fired.
Well, since he is not signed yet, I'm not going to have Trajan Langdon fire Troy Weaver.
I'm signing my contract next week. You're fired today.
Well, that's not going to happen. Okay. I'm not going to tell you it's a great hire.
Fired.
But I'm going to give you some facts and let people determine whether it's going to be a great hire, because we won't know it's a great hire until he tries to put this team together.
Hold, please.
Yes. Okay.
Caffeine time. Let's do it.
Here we go. All right. I also talked to somebody around the association about Trajan Langdon and what his reputation is. We all know the Pistons, yes, you're correct, around this league, NBA media, and even NBA teams laugh at the Detroit Pistons. There's no doubt about it. I know this.
It's factual.
Okay. And the person told me Trajan is great, knows the game, very well respected, great human being, good personnel guy, which is what they needed. And I mentioned the Tellem connection, and his answer to that was, I understand that, but remember, Jalen Brunson and Thibodeau were Leon Rose clients when he used to work at CAA, and that's worked out pretty well.
Okay.
My answer to that is, but there's so many of them.
Thank you.
That's the problem.
And Arne's kid works here.
Right. Okay, now, as far as his resume, he was a Brooklyn Net assistant general manager for 3 seasons, and he was a New Orleans Pelicans general manager for five seasons.
But who was his boss in New Orleans?
His boss in New Orleans was David Griffin.
Do you believe he was making moves, or was David?
Okay, well, let's look at the good and the bad, and you can decide, you know, if he should get credit or blame.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Right, the team went 30-42, the New Orleans, 30-42, 31-41, 36-46, 42, 40, 49, 43. Okay, so they got progressively better. They got Zion, that helped, all that stuff. However, the flip side of this, if you're going to give him credit for the good things, you know, when things don't go so good or so smart, he should get some blame too. Although I love him a lot, he did hire Stan Van Gundy, which could have been the stupidest hire ever after Van Gundy was done here, correct?
Noted. Okay. You know my thoughts.
Okay. The Brooklyn Nets, when he was there, 20-62, 28-54, 42-40. Under Trajan Langdon, in, if my math is correct, eight seasons as an NBA executive, how many playoff series has his team won?
I'm going to say zero.
You are correct, sir.
Hold, please.
Now, he drafted Jared Allen.
That's two chairs to the spine. You don't get a third.
Okay. You know, he drafted Jared Allen. They did draft in that same Kevin Kuzma, who was then traded with Brooke Lopez for D'Angelo Russell. That's not such a great move, if you ask me. So he has some really good and some things that didn't work out so good. Now, was that Griffin or whoever his boss was in Brooklyn for the good, but not the bad? You know, so it's both.
Exactly. So, and again,
he is very highly respected. And a good personnel guy, the person I talked to said. You know what the problem with that is?
That sounds exactly like Troy Weaver.
Exactly. Now, you can't do, and I look, you know, I really like Troy Weaver personally. You can't do worse than Troy Weaver. So he's got that going. Here's the deal with Trajan Langdon. Right from the get-go, when they do this press conference next week, whatever, if Troy Weaver and or Monty Williams is back for this team next year,
I'm out.
I'm done. I'm not done, but you know what I'm saying. It's ridiculous. No way, which is impossible. Well, Gore says, well, I'm paying the guy. No, that's not Gore. Gore doesn't care. He'll write checks. I'm not worried. You can accuse him of being whatever, but he's not cheap. Smart, no. Cheap, no. If both are back, forget it. He's got to get rid of at least Troy, you would think. Now, if he gets rid of Monty and not Troy,
we're still
dead. That's kind of odd.
No, it's simple. Listen, at that point, Troy Weaver would be a glorified scout.
Right.
Okay. He can't stay here.
No.
This is no different than Mitch Marner for the Maple Leafs. Okay? Maybe there are redeeming qualities, but you can no longer play professionally in Toronto. Right. This just can't happen. Troy Weaver cannot stay.
No, I don't think so either.
So here's my question to the people is, what would Trajan Langdon have to do for you to believe he's his own man, he's not an iron bot, and that he's going to have complete autonomy and authority to do what's necessary? Like, if Trajan Langdon wants to walk through the door and trade Cade Cunningham, you have to allow him to do that.
Correct.
If Trade wants to walk through the door and say, Troy, I could pick my nose better than you can pick players. And he trades everything, like Asur Thompson and Durin. Look, if Trajan Langdon wants Brandon Ingram here, you have to allow him to do it.
Correct.
I am going to let Trajan carve his own path, mm-hmm. but I have a right to be skeptical.
Right.
And skepticism is healthy as an adult.
Absolutely. You can't just sit there and say, Pistons hired him. He's got to be good.
Right. If he walks in the door and his first big move in a month at the draft is drafting Michael Tellum's client, Bobby Bazalius. I'm sorry, Mike, I'm sorry. Like, I have a right to say enough.
Right. You'd have to show me that kid is going to be a great player before I'll get rid of the Tellum angle on that.
Look, if Trajan Langdon walks in and says, I'm taking Bronny James at five and I'm going to make a run at LeBron, I don't care how stupid it sounds. You've hired this man. You hire smart people and you let them be smart. I am very concerned still from the day Party guy got here in his loud dress shirts, and the Platinum Equity twins were up there on stage. I am so
Fred and Bob's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, the Bobs.
What would
you say you do here? I have said from the beginning, there are too many effing voices. Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yes.
All right. And I don't think it's good that Arn has his kid working here. I don't think it's good that multiple people view themselves as decision makers. Luckily, one of them has left for Phoenix. The point I'm making is I have a right to be skeptical while still being fair.
Yeah.
I will let this man operate.
Absolutely.
But no, I do not like the fact that they did the All in the Family stuff. It's the same thing when schools try to shoehorn a coach in because he once took a dump on campus. No, you hired a best guy for the job. Mike, it's very scary to me.
Believe me, I understand your skepticism.
Leon Rose wanting Brunson in town is a one-off.
Yes.
This is, 11 or 12 deep now? I'm not yelling at you.
I know.
So frustrated. It's happening in plain sight.
I get it. It looks bad. Look, looks like a duck, smells like a duck.
You know what looks bad? Yeah. That's the message the Pistons have to understand.
Right.
We talked Tigers. These phone lines were full.
Mm-hmm.
We brought up them naming a new president of basketball operations. Paul Serra currently asleep on the phone. His face is on button 5, 6, and 7.
Would they be more alive if the new president of operations was not from the state of Alaska?
No. Oh, no, it has nothing to do with it.
I know.
I don't know if it would matter who they hire. I think we have got to see, as you said, next week, press conference. He's got to walk in and Weaver and Monty are walking out in a box.
Right.
Now, if he does that, hey.
Yeah.
All right. This guy's going to do it his way.
Correct.
And I'll give him the leeway. My fear is it's too complicated.
Right. So, okay. Hypothetically, Troy goes, they keep Monty because they figure, you know what? 1 year is not enough to judge. I could live with that. But one of them has to go.
Troy
has to go.
More specifically, Troy Weaver has to go.
Yeah.
This is Matt Millen on hardwood.
I know.
Come on.
I know. I get it. Now, if he would agree to be just a scout, I'd have no problem with it. As long as he's not making decisions, what difference does it make?
No. Get out. You don't fire a CEO and then let him clean the toilets at night. Here's a box. Leave the building. Get out. He should have been fired the day he threatened a fan. Get out.
We should have at least had a statement on that.
But. Get out. He wrote a love letter in the summer, opened the next season 1-30, and never talked. Get out.
I understand that. He should not be the general manager of the
team. Let him be a scout. He'd be a Trojan horse. You demote the guy to scout, he'd hand you patches O'Houlihan at 5.
He'd be a Trojan horse.
Okay, come on. We'll get some ticket texts. We'll move it along. If anybody cares about the Flint Tropics, you can give us a call. Otherwise, we'll move it along. I mean, Jackie Moon's wrestling a bear at 5:15. It's where we are.
It's a pretty good joke, Stoney. I like that.
Thank you.
Great. You feel proud of yourself? You catered to Kenny.
No, I was going to give you another joke. One of the great old dad jokes probably ever. When you mentioned pick your nose. I was going to ask you, if your nose was on strike, would you pick it?
That's a silent middle finger right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mike, I got a text from a friend of mine who says, why would Langdon even take the job if he didn't have full control? That's the title.
Simple. It's another promotion. You went from assistant GM to GM to president of basketball ops. Do you understand the financial angle of this? That's a double up every time you take the job, maybe a triple.
Go
look at Connolly in Minnesota, 5 years, $40 million. So why would he take the job? There's only so many of them. Well, why would he take the job? Who else was offering him one? Guys, it's no different than Dave Canales leaving the OC job with the Bucks and Baker Mayfield, who he turned into a good player, to take the worst job in the NFL, knowing he will be fired in a matter of roughly 10 minutes under David Tepper. Why? Because it was offered? Yeah. Think about it.
I know.
Now, again, listen, I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to lock him in a janitorial closet. I'm making a point to you. No one's been more right about the Pistons over the last 15 years than me. They have systemic, institutionalized problems. Too many cooks in the kitchen. A level of toxicity. They don't have serious people. You got a lot of people looking out for themselves. If you come
Which
in,
is the way the Lions used to be for decades.
Yes. So my point to you is, maybe Trajan can break the mold. Maybe he is a master of the political climate. Inception, if you will, making people think it's their idea so he can get what he wants done. I'm simply telling you, it is justified. I mean, ironclad, to be skeptical
Correct.
Of the Pistons and their power structure and the presence of certain people.
Correct. And I look, we've asked in the past, you know, if this is the problem, and they, of course, say no with the too many cooks in the kitchen.
What are they going to say?
Of course they're not. I mean, you know, the last time.
Hey, random crackhead, got a problem with crack? Nope. I mean, come on.
I know. But I mean, the last time we talked to Troy was before was after the deadline. That was before the fan incident. And that question was posed by me and Evan. I forget which one. And he says it's everything's on him. It's nobody else. He's making the decisions. And I still believe in my gut that. If it was now, who knows if it would have been the right decision, that if it was up to him, he would have drafted Mobley, and he certainly wouldn't have hired Monty Williams.
And away we go.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. All right, Kenny, give me a few ticket texts, then we'll get to who said it.
I'm with you, Mike. The constant Tellum connection is worrisome. I hope that's not an overreaction, but I am concerned.
No, having a concern is not overreaction. If you were screaming to the mountaintops, that would be.
Yes.
But it is more than fair for the worst franchise in the NBA over the last decade, for a team that has had no success under the stewardship, and I use that term lightly, for old Beverly Hills, it is more than fair for you to be skeptical.
Not a fan of all the Tellum guys, but I'm willing to give this a shot because it couldn't possibly get that much worse.
That's very fair.
That's where we've arrived at. We've just traded Coffee Black to the Spurs. That's where we are. We're one step from Tom Gores wrestling a bear.
Another one here. If Troy has a job much longer here, I'm going to freak out.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's one of those things where they have an image problem. They have no trust. They have no level of proven competency. So everything is going to be hyper-analyzed.
And like
if they go out in a month and they draft Arn Tellum's kid's client, I'm sorry, problem. It's an optics problem.
Yes.
The fact that the national media thinks we're a joke is alarming. It really shows how people don't respect what we do here.
There's zero respect. Stoney and I are talking to different people. I'm just telling you.
There shouldn't be respect for what the Pistons are right now. There's respect for the past. That's why people are so, even as I was talking about, national people are so flummoxed by what this has become.
Let me ask you.
Because the Pistons used to be one of the most highly respected organizations in the league.
Nobody, I don't think anybody was closer to it than you at the zenith. You know, with having the players, the coaches, yeah, having the team at your old station. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And if you think it's silly, go ahead. Am I nuts to tell you that the Minnesota Timberwolves remind me a lot of the 04 Pistons? Now, understand, we have evolved with basketball. We're not winning 72-68.
No.
I'm making a point, though. From a toughness standpoint, a unity standpoint, defensive intensity standpoint.
Well, it's interesting because I would say right team, wrong year. Because
okay.
I saw Simmons did this thing in the Ringer where he listed the best defensive teams in the modern era, so to speak, and he had the Timberwolves right below the 04 Pistons and the Bad Boy Pistons. And I think the Bad Boy Pistons remind me more of the Timberwolves.
Okay,
because
that's fine.
Anthony Edwards and Isaiah, and they had,
you know who Anthony Edwards reminds me of? It's not just because of the armband. It reminds you of Kobe.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm telling you, that jump shot, the way he plays, there's an element to it.
Right. But he, I don't, you know, I like his mentality, but he showed some weird signs in the last game that, you know.
He was exhausted.
I know that Kobe would never be exhausted.
Okay, well, fair. But listen, backcourt of Luka and Kyrie is going to.
Oh, I
he just went seven with the champs.
I understand that. Yeah, but I just think they remind me more of the Bad Boys because they're better offensively than the Pistons were.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, it's a different era, but
correct.
There are elements.
Yes, yes, no doubt about it.
Kenny.
Troy and Trajan are the Spider-Man meme, LOL. That's kind of concerning.
No.
They better not be.
We're saying it's very rare you hire someone and you get a text message that goes, limited intellect, terrible social skills, awful at job, terrible hire. Like, that doesn't happen. Weaver came here highly regarded.
Right.
Langdon comes here highly regarded.
Right. And I don't remember your take when they hired Troy, but
I was willing to give it a shot.
It made perfect sense.
I had no problem with it. Here's the problem. He showed up here, and he was awful.
Right. He drafted Killian Hayes instead of Tyrese Halliburton, among others.
Like, it's everything. It's everything.
I know.
James Wiseman getting Marvin Bagley and paying him?
Yeah.
Holding on to Jeremy Grant too long, holding on to Bogdanovich too long, never spending any money.
And well, the craziest thing is when you'd ask him about it, his rationale, look at the East, Giannis and Embiid, we need bigs. I said, don't you need shooters?
I'll leave it.
We don't need to talk about the Pistons.
248-539-9797. You want to play Who Said It?
Yes.
All right. We will play Who Said It next.
I think Stan is right. His brother was great.
Okay.
All
right, but here's my problem.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to get to Who Said It, but like, what do you want me to do?
No, I know.
I'm going to cry for Jeff Van Gundy.
No, nobody's.
Guy's making $12, $13 million a year. Oh my God, my brother lost his job. Why?
No.
I mean, come on.
If somebody asked, I mean, I think he's right.
Okay.
And actually, I think he does a pretty good job on TNT.
He's much better on TNT than he is attempting to run a basketball team.
Oh, that's for sure.
Kenny, are we ready to play Who Said It? All right, you know the drill. This is where this game's really hard. So much to choose from. We take what our coworkers have said. We have to figure out through smarm, sarcasm, or general meanness in the case of David, and figure out who said it. Are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready. I don't do very well in this game.
No one does. Kenny, lead us off.
So David actually sent me these clues, and we just put them in the system. We didn't actually even listen to them, so we're all flying in blind here.
So who has the answer key?
We press the button and find out. That's who has the answer key.
Whoa, I like this version of the game.
We're all flying blind here.
I hope you do better than the Wheel of Fortune guy, Tavares.
Will Paul Sarah play?
Absolutely.
Will you join us? Paul, sing for us. All right, so let's get to it then. Let's play the game.
All right, number one. The man burned the organization to the ground, left it in ashes. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Man burned the organization to the ground, left it in ashes.
I have to jinx myself on that one.
Wow.
Because I think.
Really?
I know, yeah, I think. Yeah.
All right. Let's go over to DJ Paul Sarah, sitting in for Kenny.
I'm going to say that sounds like Jim Costa.
Why?
I don't know. The
arm at the end?
Yeah, the whole burning it to the ground, that type of thing. Yeah,
I didn't like that. Kenny Cott sitting in for David.
I heard Costa too, and Stoney. Using the jank rule confirms, I think, that it might have been morning show. And he's nodding his head right now.
All right, I will go with you. I'll go consensus. It's the line at the end that got me.
Yeah,
I didn't like that. See?
Yeah, we were talking about, I believe it's the Ken Holland issue.
All right, who said it? That went down exactly the way we thought it would.
That's smarm at the end. All right, let's go to clip number two.
Number two, I don't want the Big Ten to be this big. I don't want the Big Ten to be this big. I want the Pac-10 to go away. So it is what it is.
Wait, I don't want the Big Ten to be this big. I want the Pac-10 to go away. Michael Stone, wow, sitting in for Rico.
I'm clueless, so I'll say Rico, because he loves his college football in any way it's shaped.
Okay, Paul Sarah.
His microphone's not working.
Hard to hear you without a microphone on, Paul. Audio medium.
I got nothing on this, so I'm just gonna go.
That's not an option, Paul.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go Gator. I'm gonna go. It's Gator.
But I need a reason. What would have led you to blurt the word Gator out?
I got nothing on this, Mike. I know that's not a good reason, but there's like it's innocuous almost.
You cannot say you have nothing and then drop a 3-star letter word innocuous on us. We go to Kenny Cott.
See, Mike, you're a guy that wants things to go away. You drop chairs on things, including the Pac-10. So I'm going to say you.
All right, there's truth in this. But see, the difference is I'm not happy that the Pac-10 is gone.
Well, never mind. I'll pick again.
No. You
no. You're a rule follower, huh?
But it doesn't mean I didn't say this in a fit of rage as Rico drank the bathwater of TV executives. I'm not mad about what you're saying, but I'm going to go a different direction. Off the board selection. Wouldn't that be John Jansen? Midwest tough guy, not like West Coast. And old school Big Ten doesn't like the new school. What about, I'll go off board selection.
And he still called it the Pac-10, and even though they've been called the Pac-12 for years.
The Conference of Champions. I'm going to go John Jansen as just an off board pick. Kenny Cott.
That's not a bad guess. I think this could... Actually, I think I know why Paul picked Gator. The it is what it is at the end, the kind of rounding it all up with the cliche.
The general apathy.
Yeah, that could be Gator.
Hit the button.
Did Stoney guess?
Yeah, I said Rico.
Oh, Rico, okay.
Wow, shutout. Wow.
Guys.
We were like the Tigers.
Guys,
we didn't get a hit there.
It was right in front of us. Very vanilla, very measured. It is what it is at the end. The only thing that was missing was respectfully. And we missed it. That was Torque taking a 95-mile-an-hour fastball against the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to number three.
Number three. If this goes the way it's going, it's just going to be a minor league feeder system to professional football. It'll still be college football in a way because they're representing a school, but in name only.
Michael Stone.
That sounds like something you would say, Mike. So I'm going to guess you because you are so bothered by what's going on in college football.
I am. I hate all of it.
I know.
Okay, boomer. I mean, God forbid you have an opinion about it. Go ahead, Paul Sarah. Oh, I've got nothing, guys.
No, actually, I told Kenny as this was playing, I thought it was you because it just sounded like something you would say. Yeah. So I'm going to go with you, Mike.
Okay. All right. Kenny Cott.
I do think it was this show, but I think it's Mr. TV Markets himself. I think he's explaining to you what's going on and why this is happening.
Well, and here's why. I can almost hear his arrogance. The I know more than you and I'm in the TV rooms. It feels like Rico. Plus, I have never wanted this to be a feeder program for power schools. I feel like it's Rico. I say it in a different way because I'm much more slanderous towards what's happening. I'm going to go Rico on this.
Okay.
Kenny Cott.
All right, who said it?
Whoa. Son of a...
Wow.
Maybe Rico and Gator are the same person.
I pre-Gatored too early.
Oh, my Lord. We are the Tigers.
This game is difficult?
Yeah.
These are very vanilla quotes.
Actually, we're better than the Tigers. We're 1-for-3.
Yes. Kenny Cott, number 4.
Look, I don't get offended by anything. I'm offended by that comment. I'm offended for Tiger fans.
Oh, hell, that could be me. Wow.
I thought you immediately as I was reading that.
That could be me. It could be, but it could be Cookies. Because he was wound up about the Hinch thing, too.
Oh, yeah, he really was. But he does get offended by stuff like that, so I don't think it would be him. Carson Anderson didn't talk about it.
Odd. Have you been to the Sphere?
I'm going to say you as well.
Okay. Paul Serra.
I got to go with you on this one, Mike. I know this one the last time, but...
All right. Go ahead, Kenny.
Stoney, you nailed it. Costa does get offended, so that comment doesn't make any sense. Mike, I could see you saying things like, I don't get offended by much, because let's face it, you don't get offended by much.
No, being offended takes too much energy. I don't have enough energy as it is. So, you think it's me?
I'm pretty sure. Watch, we'll all be wrong, and it'll be like Gator again.
Oh, come on. All right, I'll roll with it. It's got to be Cookies or me. Oh, come on. How the hell is he included? He's never included. We never use the 7-minute after show.
Wow.
What the hell?
And he's always offended by stuff that managers and coaches say. He's not offended when people call him a horse's ass.
Rieger's offended the minute he gets up in the morning. It's a brutal addition to this game. I told you it's difficult.
I know.
Get a little college football next, and then a little holiday fun at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think Stan is right. His brother was great.
Okay.
All
right, but here's my problem.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to get to who said it, but like, what do you want me to do?
No, I know.
I'm going to cry for Jeff Van Gundy.
No, nobody's...
Guy's making $12, $13 million a year. Oh my God, my brother lost his job. Wah.
No,
I mean,
but somebody asked. I mean, I think he's right.
Okay.
And actually, I think he does a pretty good job on TNT.
He's much better on TNT than he is attempting to run a basketball team.
Oh, that's for sure.
Kenny, are we ready to play Who Said It? All right, you know the drill. This is where this game's really hard. So much to choose from. We take what our coworkers have said. We have to figure out through smarm, sarcasm, or general meanness in the case of David, and figure out who said it. Are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready. I don't do very well in this game.
No one does. Kenny, lead us off.
So David actually sent me these clues, and we just put them in the system. We didn't actually even listen to them, so we're all flying in blind here.
So who has the answer key?
We press the button and find out. That's who has the answer key.
Whoa, I like this version of the game.
We're all flying blind here.
I hope we do better than the Wheel of Fortune guy, Tavares.
Will Paul Serra play?
Absolutely.
Will you join us? Paul, sing for us. All right, so let's get to it then. Let's play the game.
All right, number one. The man burned the organization to the ground, left it in ashes. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Man burned the organization to the ground, left it in ashes.
I have to jinx myself on that one.
Wow.
Because I think.
Really?
I know, yeah, I think. Yeah.
All right. Let's go over to DJ Paul Serra, sitting in for Kenny.
I'm going to say that sounds like Jim Costa.
Why?
I don't know.
The arm at the end?
Yeah, the whole burning it to the ground, that type of thing. Yeah,
I didn't like that. Kenny Cott sitting in for David.
I heard Costa too, and Stoney. Using the jank rule confirms, I think, that it might have been morning show. And he's nodding his head right now.
All right, I will go with you. I'll go consensus. It's the line at the end that got me.
Yeah,
I didn't like that. See?
Yeah, we were talking about, I believe it's the Ken Holland issue.
All right, who said it? That went down exactly the way we thought it would.
That's smarm at the end. All right, let's go to clip number two.
Number two, I don't want the Big Ten to be this big. I want the Pac-10 to go away. So it is what it is.
Wait, I don't want the Big Ten to be this big. I want the Pac-10 to go away. Michael Stone, wow, sitting in for Rico.
I'm clueless, so I'll say Rico, because he loves his college football in any way it's shaped.
Okay, Paul Sarah.
His microphone's not working.
Hard to hear you without a microphone on, Paul. Audio medium.
I got nothing on this, so I'm just gonna go.
That's not an option, Paul.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go Gator. I'm gonna go. It's Gator.
But I need a reason. What would have led you to blurt the word Gator out?
I got nothing on this, Mike. I know that's not a good reason, but there's like it's innocuous almost.
You cannot say you have nothing and then drop a 3-star letter word innocuous on us. We go to Kenny Cott.
See, Mike, you're a guy that wants things to go away. You drop chairs on things, including the Pac-10. So I'm going to say you.
All right, there's truth in this. But see, the difference is I'm not happy that the Pac-10 is gone.
Well, never mind. I'll pick again.
No.
Now you're a rule follower, huh?
But it doesn't mean I didn't say this in a fit of rage as Rico drank the bathwater of TV executives. I'm not mad about what you're saying, but I'm going to go a different direction. Off the board selection. Wouldn't that be John Jansen? Midwest tough guy, not like West Coast. And old school Big Ten doesn't like the new school. What about, I'll go off board selection.
And he still called it the Pac-10, and even though they've been called the Pac-12
for years. The Conference of Champions. I'm going to go John Jansen as just an off board pick. Kenny Cott.
That's not a bad guess. I think this could... Actually, I think I know why Paul picked Gator. The it is what it is at the end, the kind of rounding it all up with the cliche.
The general apathy.
Yeah, that could be Gator.
Hit the button.
Did Stoney guess?
Yeah, I said Rico.
Oh, Rico, okay.
Wow, shutout. Wow.
Guys.
We were like the Tigers.
Guys, it was right in front of us. Very vanilla, very measured. It is what it is at the end. The only thing that was missing was respectfully. And we missed it. That was Torque taking a 95-mile-an-hour fastball against the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to number three.
Number three, if this goes the way it's going, it's just going to be a minor league feeder system to professional football. It'll still be college football in a way because they're representing a school, but in name only.
Michael Stone.
That sounds like something you would say, Mike. So I'm going to guess you because you are so bothered by what's going on in college football.
I am. I hate all of it.
I know.
Okay, Boomer. I mean, God forbid you have an opinion about it. Go ahead, Paul Sarah. Oh, I've got nothing, guys.
No, actually, I told Kenny as this was playing, I thought it was you because it just sounded like something you would say. Yeah. So I'm going to go with you, Mike.
Okay. All right. Kenny Cott.
I do think it was this show, but I think it's Mr. TV Markets himself. I think he's explaining to you what's going on and why this is happening.
Well, and here's why. I can almost hear his arrogance. The I know more than you and I'm in the TV rooms. It feels like Rico. Plus, I have never wanted this to be a feeder program for power schools. I feel like it's Rico. I say it in a different way because I'm much more slanderous towards what's happening. I'm going to go Rico on this.
Okay.
Kenny Cott.
All right, who said it?
Whoa. Son of a...
Wow.
Maybe Rico and Gator are the same person.
I pre-Gatored too early.
Oh, my Lord. We are the Tigers.
This game is difficult.
Yeah.
These are very vanilla quotes.
Actually, we're better than the Tigers. We're 1-for-3.
Yes. Kenny Cott, number 4.
Look, I don't get offended by anything. I'm offended by that comment. I'm offended for Tiger fans.
Oh, hell, that could be me. Wow.
I thought you immediately as I was reading that.
That could be me. It could be, but it could be Cookies. Because he was wound up about the hinge thing, too.
Oh, yeah, he really was. But he does get offended by stuff like that, so I don't think it would be him. Carson Anderson didn't talk about it.
Odd. Have you been to the Sphere?
I'm going to say you as well.
Okay. Paul Sarah.
I got to go with you on this one, Mike. Right, I know it was on the last time, but.
All right. Go ahead, Kenny.
Stoney, you nailed it. Costa does get offended, so that comment doesn't make any sense. Mike, I could see you saying things like, I don't get offended by much, because let's face it, you don't get offended by much.
Being offended takes too much energy. I don't have enough energy as it is. So you think it's me?
I'm pretty sure. Watch, we'll all be wrong, and it'll be like Gator again.
Oh, come on. All right, I'll roll with it. It's got to be Cookies or me. Oh, come on. How the hell is he included? He's never included. We never use the 7-minute after show.
Wow.
What the hell?
And he's always offended by stuff that managers and coaches say. He's not offended when people call him a horse's ass.
Rieger's offended the minute he gets up in the morning. It's a brutal edition of this game. I told you it's difficult.
I know.
Get a little college football next, and then a little holiday fun at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.